Star Sailor is set to play live for us today on the World Cafe. Their latest independent release is the album On the Outside. The band had a huge hit in England and a lesser one here with their first album and the songs Good Souls and Alcoholic. The second album was a disappointment sales-wise. The band suffers from being lumped into a group of sound-alike bands in the UK like Travis, Keane, and Coldplay. Before we get to our live set, we sit down with lead singer James Walsh to find out how the indie rock business model is suiting the band.
The great thing about having a more independent setup is that everyone involved with the album is really passionate about it and either chooses to work for us or is getting paid to work for us. Whereas at the major label, there's so many changes. It's like, and the people have to work on like five records at the same time. Which means that unless you're doing phenomenally well, you're kind of at the back of the queue. Whereas all these guys are only working on this album at the moment, so it's really good.
You've had an experience that I want to touch on, which happens a lot in music nowadays, and it makes me scratch my head and worry about the longevity of bands, the longevity of so many things. You guys blew up. I mean, Good Souls was a huge hit. Alcohol was a huge hit.
Yeah.
You did really, really well on the first album. Second album didn't match that expectations.
Yeah.
And yet you've persevered. There is this flash in the pan thing. It's not just in the English music press. It's everywhere now, and it must be tough.
Oh, it's really tough. Yeah, we're just really happy that we've kind of galvanized a solid fan base that keep buying enough records to keep us in a music career, which is sort of minimum requirements. And hopefully that, because all it takes is one big hit, one song in a film, or hopefully that catalyst will happen somewhere down the line, but we'll hopefully have some fun in the meantime.
Talk about the process of recording this one. Any different than the last one? Did you react to the last one at all?
Yeah, we always try and evolve a little bit, not sort of have a total change because that would alienate the fan base. But I think the main influence on this record was everybody coming up to us and saying how much better they thought we were live. So we thought we've got to iron out all the Pro Tools, all the polished sort of sound, and try and capture that on record, and I think we succeeded.
Yeah, when a band is all about performance, you need to capture the performance in some
way. Oh, definitely.
And what about songwriting for you? Any changes? Anything?
Well, I think what's happened in the world over the past sort of 5 or 6 years, it's been pretty crazy. And it's definitely had an influence on the songwriting. Over the course of the first album and going into the second album, my personal experiences were pretty mad. Like getting signed and, like you're saying, the band blowing up. I got married. I've got a 4-year-old daughter. And I kind of got all that into the first couple of albums lyrically. So on the third one, it was a lot more about reaching out and seeing what was going on in the world via the sort of TV stations, the newspapers, and that's what's influenced the album.
Hence some things we're going to hear today, like Counterfeit Life and In the Crossfire. And
yeah.
There's a tune on here I'd love you if you'd talk a little bit about. I know you're not going to play, but I thought we'd play a little bit of it from the record, which is one that's stuck in the end. It's Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Tell me about this song.
It's about a young guy called Jeremiah Duggan. He's a young Jewish boy, and he was studying in Paris, and he was kind of recruited, so to speak, by this so-called anti-war organization. And when he attended the seminar that they held, it turned out that obviously there's still a court case going on, so allegedly there was this group had sort of anti-Semitic leanings, and as far as I can gather, he obviously sort of ran out of the building fearing for his life, and he was consequently run over on the Autobahn because the The meeting was in Germany, and they're still investigating his death. And the family have been campaigning because there's talk of a sort of cover up, and the police authorities aren't as keen to continue the investigation as they'd like. And I just found it an incredibly fascinating story.
Jeremiah was dealt his hand, went off to another land this evening. Fought to find some inner peace and to see a better way of living. He only went to try to change something. His poor young life was pulled from under him. Found him by the motorway. Jeremiah ran away from something. Jeremiah's mother wept for the answers they had left behind them. He only went to try to change something. His poor young life was pulled from under. And every time I see the sun go down, I think of you. The pilot's sigh have swept it out of sight. There's nothing new. And every time I see the sun,
that's Jeremiah from On the Outside, the new Star Sailor album. We've been talking with James Walsh, and we're going to go to the stage with the full band who are out touring the country. And what are you going to begin with?
We're going to play the song In My Blood first.
All right. Let's go to the stage. James, thanks a lot for stopping by.
No worries.
Whoa! Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
I don't see myself when I look in the mirror. See who I should be. I don't see myself when I look in your eyes. Thank God for that.
Thank you very much.
Good Souls from Star Sailor, live on stage at World Cafe Live. Their new album is called On the Outside, and it's available at our World Cafe CD store at our website at worldcafe.npr.org.